Hi, and welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm your host. My name's Michael, and we were going to have another guest on today, but we have Aaron Norton from the UK with us today. Our guest was going to be Shawn Michael and Debbie, and we're going to pray for them here in just a second. I spoke to Shawn Michael yesterday afternoon, and he wanted me to relate to you that he's very sorry that he couldn't be here today, but there was a family emergency that came up. They had a sudden passing in the family, a little young girl. She was just outside playing with her brother, and her brother, which was 10, found her in a barn. They don't know what caused this, but hopefully you understand. And our prayers go out to today to that family and to Shawn Michael and Debbie as they travel to this memorial service, which will be taking place tomorrow. So we're going to just take a moment of silence, actually. And I just want you to send energy and prayers and light to that family. This is a sudden shock. I don't think there was any sign that she was about to make this transition. And so you can imagine that everybody's in shock right now. And so this is a very young girl. I forgot the age, but very young. And so so we're going to just be quiet for just a second and to send energy and healing to that family. Okay. I appreciate you doing that. Like I said, I contacted Aaron this morning, and he said yes, which I'm very thankful. Aaron's been with us before. He's an amazing medium, very talented, and we'll get to know him just in case you don't know who he is. He'll be here talking here in a little bit. And Aaron, thank you so much for stepping up. I appreciate it so much. And continue to pray for me. I am doing better. I have just got out of the hospital yesterday and been having very dizzy spells and some things going on with me. They can't find exactly what's causing this. Just continue to send me light and love and all that stuff. And we believe that Spirit will heal me. You know, I might be dizzy, but Spirit's strong, and that's what we keep moving forward with. If you happen to be in the Pittsburgh, Kansas area, I'm going to give you a heads up. I will have an event tonight at 7 p.m. You can find that information over on my website at www.spiritualawakening.com. I will be going ahead with that event tonight. You know, we just keep on keeping on. We'll be at 7 p.m. Central. Well, it must be 7 p.m. my time. I'm used to saying 7 p.m. Central or whatever so much that I just say it all the time. All right, but that's okay. All right, if you would like to call in, what we're going to do is we're going to do some readings, get to know Aaron a little bit, and see what's on his heart and his mind and what he wants to share with us. But we're going to do tag team readings. What that means is I will take a call, I'll read for you, and then Aaron will take a call and he'll read for you. If we feel different on that, we'll just follow the leading of Spirit. Both Aaron and I do that really well, so we're just going to follow Spirit, all right? Talking about Spirit, let's go ahead and pull a card for the show today. Haven't done that yet. It comes from my Gaia deck, and it's a Sacred Journey card. Talks about life cycles, family, and transformation. And, you know, right now, we're all going through different seasons. We're all going through different cycles. Not all, you know, not any one of us are on the same page because we all are different. You know, the Spirit might be working in my life in a certain area as Spirit works in your life in a certain area. And, you know, Aaron would agree with this, I'm sure, because, you know, this, we all have the same Spirit. but we all have different human stuff that we are working through and getting rid of and dealing with and so on. And so we have problems with that. The other word on the bottom of the card is family. You know, like today, you know, Shawn Michael and his wife, and they are taking their mother to, you know, to this memorial service that will be taking place tomorrow. And, you know, so their mind's focused on family. And so maybe your mind is focused on family today. And family's important. I see you all on this program as family. You guys are my family. I don't see it any different. And because I believe that we are all hooked together. We are all united. When one person hurts, we all feel that because we're all connected. But we're also going through a time of transformation, and that's what I want to focus on today, is this word transformation. You know, a lot of things that are going on with us could be those symptoms of awakening. You know, it affects all of us in different ways, and, you know, we have to just keep on plowing through and keep focused and all those things. But our world and us are transforming. We're all changing. Okay? All right. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Then we're going to say hi to Aaron and get him on here. Call the number 347-327-9316. We do have a few callers ahead of you, but if you would like to be a part of the program and talk to Aaron and myself, call us. We would love to help you in any way we can. Let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, today I have, you know, some mixed emotions because, you know, Shawn Michael and his wife Debbie are faced with this awful challenge in their life at the moment. We don't understand why this transition took place with this young life, but we know that all things work together for our good. We might not see that right now. We might just all see the grief right now. And that family might be grieving really hard to be able to see any hope today. But we pray right now that they would see that glimmer of hope. That they would know that she is okay and that she is on the other side. And that whatever caused this, she doesn't have anymore. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for that knowledge. Father, Mother, God, I pray right now for Aaron as he prepares to come onto the program. I thank you so much for the abilities inside of him. I thank you so much that he heard your voice and he said yes, and that he agreed to be here today. Because I believe in this now moment that you are going to speak to our hearts and to our minds, and that you are going to do something through us today. For that's what it's all about. We're just messengers relaying the message that you speak through us. And I am so thankful for Aaron and for what he does and what you're going to do through his life, not just today, but every day forward. We thank you for him. I thank you for my listeners as always, and I pray that you would meet their needs today, whatever needs they have. Maybe they're feeling a little down today, because I can feel that sort of somebody's feeling a little blue. But let them know that the sun will shine again. That, you know, this blueness, this darkness that they might be feeling isn't forever. It's a season. It's a cycle. And cycles come, cycles go, and we continue forward. Father, Mother, God, right now, surround us with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste, and we say amen, and we say hello to Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Bonjour. Hi, you all right?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good, a little dizzy, but doing okay.
I heard that. I'm sorry to hear that you're having some issues. I sent some healing in your direction.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, if all of a sudden you don't hear me, then that means I fell out of my chair.
Excuse me for laughing, but I just saw an image of you coming out. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I had the same image, and so I thought, okay, yeah. That would be, we don't want that happened. So how are things in the UK? And
Well, everything is great. I mean, today has been really sunny and really warm, and I'm loving it. I love the sun. It makes me feel so much better, and it's really quiet. I've been stuck inside all day. I've been working in my ordinary job, in my real-life job, shall I say. So I've been stuck indoors, but I'm glad to be seeing the sun now and enjoying it. So it's very nice. All is well over here. How about over there? Is everything good?
Yeah, everything's good. Where I'm at, it's a little cloudy today, but, you know, but otherwise, I'll be just glad when the weather here decides what it's going to do. One day we are cold, one day we're warm. So, you know, we're, so it's just craziness. Now, you did go on a, anything exciting going on in your life since the last time that you were here with us that you would want to share? Anything new going on?
Always, there's always something exciting and something new. I'm loving life. I really am. I had recently, personally, more than anything else, and than can help anybody else. But I've had a bit of a revelation about my own life, and it was quite interesting actually, because I went and completed a clairvoyant evening a couple of weeks ago in my local area. It was well, the south of where I live. I live in a large city in England called Bristol, and I had a clairvoyant evening in the south of Bristol, and it went very well. And I received a text message on my phone, and I looked at that message and I thought, oh gosh, it was a text from an ex from about a year ago, and it was saying, can I speak to you? I really need to see you. I know the last time we spoke wasn't very well, but can I see you? And I was like, I can't say no to a call for help. So I said, yes, fine, you can see me. They were in a real rough place and wanted some spiritual counselling. And I said, of course, you're more than welcome to. My next appointment's Friday. So they booked in with me, and I saw them, and I did all that I could. I did my usual sort of giving them positive affirmations, giving them some techniques, and trying to encourage them to move forward in their life and kind of see that actually it isn't that bad. But the interesting thing was, although that it was my ex-partner and we didn't get on very well and they're in a really low place, I walked out feeling really good, because I realised how far I've come in the year of since I last spoke to him, really. And it's been really, really interesting to kind of see myself develop. And I was like, wow, my life's actually pretty good. And I kind of wanted to share that a little bit on Facebook and Twitter that I use as well, and to the people that follow me. And I was saying, well, actually, life is actually pretty good, and we take it for granted too often. So that's kind of, for me, I've had a revelation that actually life is good, and we just worry too much about the little things.
Right. Well, and also there's, you know, it also says a lot about, you know, spirit healing that wound, you know, from that relationship for you. And that's amazing in itself. You know, I think that sometimes when we do have breakups, you know, when we do have to let people go in our lives, sometimes we can get stuck in that hurt and in that anger. Yeah. Would you agree with that sometimes?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, I do as well. Because we're only human at the end of the day, aren't we? And I hold on to these things. And at the end of the day, the only person that's hurting is yourself, because you're holding on to that, and you're holding on to that hatred and that, oh, she shouldn't have said this, and they upset me. And every time you think about it, it just hurts you. So if you just don't let it go, it's just going to bother you. And the more it bothers you, it affects them probably 0%. It doesn't bother them at all what you feel or how much it hurts you, because you have no effect over them. So I would say just it's easier said than done, very much so. I've been through a couple of relationships already, and it hurts to let go, but you just need to sometimes, because there's no point letting them take up space in your head rent-free, is there?
No way. No, because I've had the same thing, you know, and it's true. You know, a lot of times we're holding on to grudges, and you know, those people have moved on. They don't even know that we're mad at them. You know, so,
yeah, exactly.
You know, and so we're just hurting ourselves. And also, when we're holding on to that stuff, I feel like it also affects us spiritually, you know, in a lot of ways, holding us back from what Spirit wants to do in our lives, because we just need to, you know, say, hey, you know, yeah, maybe they did me wrong, but, you know, I'm not going to let that hold me back anymore. And that's great to hear you saying that about, you know, your ex. And you know, I think a lot of people listening to us today probably have those exes. There's a reason why they're called exes. You know, they're no longer. Plus, you know, we grow on, and you know, we grow up and grow past them sometimes. And I think that's probably what happened with you, is that maybe you guys are just not on the same level spiritually anymore, and so you just moved on. So
It's interesting you said that, actually, because I was thinking very similarly to what you're saying. Because obviously, I gave my ex some spiritual counselling, and a couple of days later, I was thinking about it, and I thought about how different I was and how I've kind of grown from that. And I actually had a spirit come and join me in the car. I was driving at the time, come and join me in the car. That ended up being that spirit was actually somebody's grandparents that were coming to communicate to one of my clients later on that day. And I was saying to the spirit, I said, how funny, I said, is it that my relationship last like probably 2 seconds. My relationships aren't very long at all. Whereas for some people, like you see these old couples who are like in their 60s or 70s or 80s who have been married for like 30, 40 years. And I'm like, how on earth have they managed that? And then my mind kind of wandered on to think, well, you've got these old people, but you see the typical sort of like cartoons, like the jokes where they're squabbling and he's moaning about her and she's moaning about him sort of thing. And I'm like, why do they stay together? And Spirit answered that question for me. And they said to me, the reason they squabble, is because they've grown apart. They've become different people and they're on different pathways. However, they're still together because they're truly in love. And I was like, wow, that's very true. That's the thing that's holding them, not because of who they were or the people they are. It's because their hearts sing from the same song sheet in a way, and they've just grown on different pathways. And I think you're very right. You do outgrow people. You really do. And sometimes you're not in love enough to be able to hold on to that relationship. But if you're lucky enough to find that love, then you will do for many, many, many years.
Right, and a lot of times, Aaron, the one thing that I've been seeing, especially this year, I've talked to a lot of people in readings and stuff, and a lot of people are saying, well, you know, I used to have this friend, but now, you know, I'm going to let them go and you know, moving past them. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, a lot of us are advancing a little higher, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. You know, it is hard to say goodbye to people that have been around us for a long time. And, you know, they might come back into our past later on, but, you know, we just wish them well and move on.
Exactly. And I think that's the most important thing is in life always, whether that's friendships, romantic relationships, even your family, is you just keep moving forwards and you just keep taking each day as it comes. And there's an affirmation I use all the time. And I say I've got my normal job, which is working in a leading electronics store. And for some reason, they put me in charge of the paneling, and I don't know why they do it. And one morning before we opened, I had to inform all the staff to go to a certain part of the store because we're going to have a briefing in the morning. So I've done my positive affirmation first, and I said, today has the potential to be the best day of our lives. And then I told them we had to go to a brief. but yeah, that's an amazing quote that I always love to use, is today has a potential to be the best day of my life. And it does. Right. Every day does. It's full of opportunities and challenges. Right. And how we respond to that makes that difference and decides for us how that day is going to turn out, really. And it's just magical to believe that today has that potential. I mean, it just excites me to say it now.
Right. Well, we can also, you know, it's all talked about, you know, focus. You know, what are we focused on? We're focused on all the things that might not be perfect in our life at the moment, or are we focused on, hey, you know, this is going to be something different. I'm not going to be doing the same thing today. You know, I'm not going to stay in that place of negativity. I'm going to look more positive and move forward. You know, I think it's all the way we look at things. Would you agree with that?
Very much. Again, it's something I put on Facebook today, because this morning, for example, it started off as a bad morning because I was tired as I woke up late and I ended up arriving to work late. And I had a manager get really funny at me for nothing. And I thought, you know, I want to give up already. But instead, I thought to myself, no, having a bad start to the day is a good sign, because if I have a bad start to the day, it means the rest of the day is going to be amazing. Why?
Yes.
Because when I start to normalize, that's better than what I've experienced first thing. So it's a great day. And people said to me in response, and people even at work on Facebook said, oh, usually when I have a bad start, it's a bad start for the whole day. And I say, well, that's because you focus on that. You go, oh, it's a bad day because you had a bad start. But if you focus on, you tell yourself, well, at least I got the bad stuff out of the way. Today's going to be a great day. It'll turn into a great day. And people are like, oh, yeah, I didn't think of it like that. So, yeah, I very much agree with you. It's what you focus on is what you get back.
Yep, you get back. Now, just in case somebody doesn't know who you are, we might want to introduce you a little bit. And so we just started talking because I know who you are. But just in case somebody, you know, doesn't know who Aaron is, could you give us a little bit, you know, brief introduction to who you are? That might be a little hard.
But... He's that crazy kid that lives down the road. I'm 21 years of age, and I've grown up very much with spirit and spirituality around my life from quite a young age. And I've been in the movement for about 8 years now, and I've grown up with it because it's in my family. Because my mum's a medium, and her grandfather was a her father was a medium, who's my grandfather, and her grandparents were spiritualist ministers. It's been very much in the family for many generations, and it's kind of been inevitable. And I offer readings on a one-to-one basis, whether that's face-to-face or that's on the phone worldwide. So I phone you as well, because imagine trying to phone me. I'm in England and you're in America. I phone people just to save you that bill. I do Skype readings. I do the lot, really, the whole shebang. And I put nonsense on Facebook constantly, and people can follow me no matter who you are, whether I know you or not. Feel free to add me. And all my website, I think it's on your website, isn't it? On spiritualtalkradio.net. You can find all my information on there, I believe. So
yes.
Feel free to check me out. So yeah, that's pretty much me in a nutshell.
Okay, well, good. And now, the one thing I'll tell you, Aaron, your energy, since the last time I talked to you, your energy is awesome. I mean, I can just feel a growth in you. Not saying that there wasn't before, but I'm just saying that I can just feel it more and more. And I feel like that you really worked on, you know, getting some, you know, stuff out of your life that might have been holding you back a little bit. And so your energy just seems really amazing.
Thank you. I'm feeling that too as well. I'm definitely getting that growth and progression each day, and I'm feeling that too. So thank you for noticing.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, and you know, and I've, you know, every once in a while I'll check it on your Twitter account, and you know, and look at that, and I'm going, okay, you know, he's doing okay. So, because you know, you've had some bad days. We all have those days that you know, we can feel that cloud over us a little bit. But, you know, you talked about that before. We just blow that cloud away and we just say, hey, we're not going to stay there today. You know, I'm not going to, you know, like,
acknowledging it as well. You don't just ignore it. You've got to say, yeah, okay, I've had a bad time, but let's move on now. So that's what's important. Yeah. You don't just go, no, I'm fine, because that's what people tend to do, especially the British. No. Oh, no, I'm okay. But if you admit it first and acknowledge it, and then you can let go. So, yeah, I very much agree.
Yeah, you got to acknowledge, you know, and recognizing what is holding you back, you know, because a lot of times we know. We know those things. We just don't want to face those things.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, we all have those things. We are, you know, even though we're mediums, you know, we are still human. We're in human form. And so we're going to have human moments. And those human moments are okay because they teach us to grow, and we grow through those. You know, I like to say that, you know, we're spiritual beings having human experiences. And so, you know, for us to learn stuff, we have to have those experiences. But every experience passes. We don't stay stuck there. You know, so if you're having a bad moment today, maybe somebody listening to us right now is, you know, in that place. You know, maybe their day isn't going as well as ours right now, but they don't have to stay there. You know, they can ask their angels to help them and you know, get past that.
Very much. I completely agree. I mean, put it this way, in the whole thing of saying that things go in phases, about three years and a couple of months ago, I was in an abusive relationship and I was self-harming and I was depressed and I was contemplating suicide. And 3 years later on, I'm on top of the world telling people on the radio how great everything's going, and that I can just blow it away because I can acknowledge it and accept it and move on. No matter where you are in your life and no matter how you feel at this present in time, it will pass, but you need to put the work in and to move forwards and to acknowledge things, let go and think more positively. So yes, of course, and it does feel like you might be can't see the wood for the trees moment, and it might feel like it's going to last forever, but it really doesn't. You're very much right there, Michael. It is just a phase, a cycle. It does pass, and it's an experience. It eventually disappears in a couple of days, minutes, months, weeks, possibly years, but as long as you work at it, you'll get there every step of the way.
Right. Now, you know, we're not going to, you know, talk about the stuff that you went through, but how were those steps that you took to get you better? I mean, I'm sure that it took a while for you to start getting back on top of where you are right now from that.
It did. It took the hardest part, well, the first part really, is acknowledging there was something wrong with me and acknowledging that I wasn't as happy as I was making out to all my friends and family. And to go, you know what, I'm in a low place, I need help. And I did that, but to make that acknowledgement, and some people won't be as happy to do this or comfortable, I definitely wasn't, but I went to the doctors And I've got a fantastic doctor. They recommend all sorts of things that isn't medication-based, and that's great for me. Like, if I go there with things wrong with my ears, they suggest sort of herbal remedies and things like that. So they suggested, instead of going on to medication, to go for counselling. And luckily, because of my age, I was allowed to have counselling for free. So off I went for a couple of months, and I kind of, that was my first sort of step to go, okay, there's something wrong, so let's make a move. And then what I did from that point on was start to turn all my negative thoughts into positive, and not going, oh, ignore the negatives and pretend they're positive. It's finding something positive in a negative, and it can be anything. And believe it or not, there is a positive in absolutely every negative you could throw at me. If you said to me, oh, try and find a positive in this, I'll find one. I can promise you that. So if you want to take that up as a challenge, feel free. Pop me an email and say, Aaron, I'm feeling negative about this. Find me a positive, and I will. If you're having troubles, seriously. I mean, I had I broke down in a car park, and I was like, oh, I'm running late, and that was my negative. But after my car actually eventually started up again, I found a parking space, and I was like, well, at least I haven't got far to walk to the building. There was my positive. So I kind of focused on that, turn every negative into a positive. It's really important. And when you have a down time, just to go, you know what, I'm allowed to be negative. I'm allowed to have a down period, but only for a short moment of time. I'm allowed to go, okay, I feel rubbish. I feel negative. I might have a little bit of a cry, but it's not going to last all day and all week or whatever. So I'll just restrict that sort of cry to maybe 5 minutes or whatever, and then pick myself up and go, right, let's move forwards. And to have something to focus on as well, and have it like a project to go for. And also another task I've done was look at all the negatives in my life and go, right, which one of these have I made up in my head? So the things that I made up were, I'm feeling negative, or I'm upset, or I don't feel attractive, or I don't feel comfortable, I don't have much self-esteem. Those things, I thought, you know what, I've made them up. Let's ignore them. They're not problems. I can deal with them. I've just got to change my thought. And then once I saw these negatives, I had like a list of about 20, 30 to begin with. But I crossed all those ones off, and I had one remaining left on that list that wasn't in my head. And that was my job. And I thought, well, what do? I just change either my perspective or I change my job. So you just need to make those small changes that are making you feel rubbish and negative. And then once you do that, you start to move forward. But as you said, it does take a while, and it takes determination and commitment. You really need to kind of commit yourself to that process. But it is possible. No matter where you might be in your life, you can get out of that, and you can become a great person and become the person you're meant to be.
Yeah, good. And I'm glad that you did that. You know, I'm glad that you worked through all those, you know, stuff, and that you stayed here on planet Earth, and that you got back on top of the mountain. So I'm glad about that. Yeah, because we would not want your talent wasted. Let's go ahead and take some calls if you're ready.
Go ahead.
We'll just let Spirit lead. I'll let you take the first call, and it will be Susie B. You're on with Aaron.
Well, hello there, Michael and Aaron.
Hey. Hi, Susie.
Go ahead. If you have a question. Aaron, go ahead.
Yes, I do. I was in the relationship about a year and a half ago, for about a year and a half, and this man was very, very verbally abusive, and he had some mental illnesses going on. So I sent him back to where he was. And he had been in the hospital for the last year and a half, getting some mental help. And now he is back with me, but not in the same capacity as he was before. The relationship is very, very different now. And he has to come to terms with accepting that, because it's not what I want. This is not the kind of relationship I want anymore. I want to see if you see anything, what you see in a new relationship for me, because I really am going to try my hardest to not let this interfere with the relationship, the right relationship that I can have.
Definitely. Okay. I completely agree with you, and it's very similar to what we were talking about earlier. And I feel that you've kind of you've grown into something new, and you've kind of expanded, and you're progressing in your own sort of life and in your own sort of spirituality. And I feel that it's interesting because you said that you're both kind of seeing each other as on a different relationship, so different circumstances. And I can very much see your paths are running parallel, but you're kind of on a different level than what they are, but you're still very much parallel. So I definitely want to say that at the moment to stay in contact with this gentleman and just to be sort of on a friendship, and I think it's good to be that support. But as you said, I think you've kind of outgrown that and you need something a little bit different, and I don't see that progressing much more in romance terms, but in friendship definitely. So I definitely want to say kind of stick with that as well. In regards to looking for a new relationship, what I want to say as well at the moment is kind of I want you to kind of take it as you're progressing. Ah, that's what it is. Sorry. There showed me lots of different images and I couldn't quite understand. As you're progressing in your spiritual pathway, you're changing and you're adapting and you're becoming different in the way you're kind of looking at life and what you're wanting from life and what you're planning on putting into it as well. So what I feel at this moment, I want you just to take a little bit of a time out just to look after you. But when I say a little bit of a time out, I really do mean just a small amount of time. So that could be a week, 2 weeks, but nothing major. I just want you to kind of just enjoy you being you for the time being and try and figure out what you want from a relationship. Because what I'm seeing at the moment actually, please, is I'm seeing like a piece of paper and I'm sticking pictures onto it. And it's pictures of what I want from a relationship. So that might be even appearances, that might be personality, and it's kind of like I want you to kind of realize who you are and what you want again, and to kind of decide, right, this is what I want from a relationship. What I want to say though about this is it's nice to be very specific about the things we want, because I mean, myself, I want a tall, dark head, whatever. I'm making it up, I don't really. But it's easy to be specific, but at the same time, you need to be open to new opportunities and new sort of challenges anyway, because everybody that comes into your life comes in for a reason anyway and teaches those lessons. But I do feel that I want you to just take a little bit of time out to see what do you want? What do you want from a relationship, and how will that make you a better person, and how can you make them a better person as well? But I do feel that you to focus on that, and then once you've got that, and once you've got that foundation, you'll be able to progress forwards and somebody will come into your life. But I want to say as well, once you've decided on these things and you've kind of gone through it in your head, I want you to kind of put it back in the closet a little bit and just think, okay, now I know what I want, I'm just going to push it to the back of my mind and then it will come to me naturally. And I do think that it will come on when you're not even expecting it. I'm not very great at fortune telling, but I do want to give a time scale here of around about 3 to 4 months. But as I said, I'm not great at fortune telling. But I definitely feel that if you carry on in the process which you are at the moment, so if you follow this little bit of advice of looking after what you want and what you're going to do, and you keep progressing as much as you have been, it will be in that sort of time scale anyway. But of course, we have control over our futures anyway. So very much, I feel that the person that does come in will be very different from any of your previous relationships, and it'll feel a little bit unnervy to begin with because of that. But just to trust your gut instinct. If something feels good in your gut, trust that. But I want to say as well that there might be a couple of people you might be interested in this year as well. It might not just be the one, it might be a couple of people you kind of want to just try out, let's say, and that's fine. Just keep your doors open is what I want to say for you for this year. But there will be people to keep you company, and you won't ever get lonely. But with this person who's in your life at the moment, just keep him as a friendship, definitely, for the time being.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much, Aaron. I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All
right, let's go ahead and I'll go ahead and read for the next call. And then if Aaron, you want to add something towards the end, if I miss something, that's okay. Let's go ahead and talk to Missy. Missy, you're on air with myself and Aaron. Go ahead. How can we help?
Hi. I was calling. I wanted to know, my parents died in the last 2 years, and I've been really drawn to mediumship, like within the last year, and I've had a few experiences also, but not consistent, and I wanted to know, is this just for myself? Is this something bigger? Is this something I could further develop and really use?
All right. Okay. The one thing that I would tell you, and then I'm going to check in with Aaron, because I feel like the Aaron's picking up something on this as well. So, but what I'm picking up here is that I would feel like that this could be something that you should develop.
Okay.
I feel like that you've had this ability inside of you ever since you were born. I believe that everybody has abilities inside of them. It's like a muscle. You just haven't used this muscle yet. So this is you know, right now you're just using it. You're beginning to use it, and there's also a little bit of fear with you on this. Would you admit to that? There's just a
absolutely
little bit of fear.
It scared the heebie-jeebies out of me.
Yeah. Well, the first time that I started, maybe Aaron, you know, might have this too. But you know, the first time that I started doing mediumship stuff, I was a little bit afraid, you know, begin with, you know, because I thought maybe I was going, you know, loony or something, because I, you know, I didn't know what was going on with me. I started seeing things, hearing things. You know, that can make you think, okay, yeah, I might need to be in a padded room or something. But you don't. You got an amazing gift inside of you that is opening up. So I would continue to work with that. That's all I have to tell you. I think Aaron has some stuff that he might want to share with you. But go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, my gosh, you're just beautiful is the first thing I want to say to you. Is you've got a fantastic energy, and when I say you're beautiful, I can't see you, but I'm sure that you probably are physically as well, but the soul energy which you give off very much is so. And God bless you for your parents passing over, but I'm very much aware of them coming in behind me at the moment as well. And I just feel that at the moment, the reason why you're developing and why you're sensing these things is because it's your parents wanting to make contact. And I very much agree with Michael. Definitely develop. Just to begin with, I feel very much for a personal level, I feel just because they want to kind of connect in a little bit more with you. And I just feel you've got, as Michael said, you've got that ability for quite a while. It's just learning how to do it. And your parents are kind of like being, hi, I'm over here. You speak to me. And they're very much there. They just want it to be around you. But the reason I'm telling you this, that it's them that's kind of pushing you at the moment, is because, as Michael said, it can be a little bit scary, but it'd be them that's going to protect you. And they're the only people that are going to be able to communicate with you, and the only people that you'll be able to see and sense and feel, and vice versa, until you feel more comfortable, until they want to kind of develop you further. But that's your decision. That's the greatest thing about Waking the Spirit, is that you have that ability to say, you know what, I only want to do this. And if you want to be selfish, you can be selfish. If you want to work for everybody and become a medium as a reading for people, that's great. If you want to be internationally recognized or whatever, that's great. That's your decision. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. But I definitely feel you need to progress personally here, just because I very much feel your parents want to communicate directly with you. And I think that as they come in close to me, I just feel that they want to give me as much, as little information as possible, because they want to give that to you direct, if you know what I mean. I think they never really like to have a middleman in anything. If they phoned up like a company or whatever, they would want to speak to the horse's mouth, as it were. And I feel that's very much how they feel at the moment. They want to speak directly to you, and that's why you're developing. And just tap into that. And I feel that if you can find a teacher, please do. Be careful if you don't know what you're doing, but please do find a teacher, or even just meditate. But they're lovely, and you are. You're lovely as well, and you can definitely develop and tap into that more.
That's awesome. And you know what? I do want to do something with it. I just want to. Do you know how to get past the fear? I mean,
it's a very difficult one. The kind of letting go of that fear is all about having faith in spirit and in the people that you're working with. And the way I kind of let go, I'm not sure about Michael, and I think he probably found it the same way, but I actually find out more about my guides. And in this case, it would be your parents to begin with. And I wanted to know how they communicated with me. And I just connected with that one source to begin with. And then when I was ready, I said, right, okay, if I'm uncomfortable with this, I'm happy to accept other people to connect, only at your discretion. So if you say that to your parents will go, okay, you can talk to Missy. Actually, no, you can't. I don't want you over here, and push them away if they don't like them, sort of thing. So that's kind of how I kind of get over that fear, is kind of just having faith that actually the only people that can hurt me are the people on the earth plane, more than the people on the spirit world. And the things I see in paranormal activity aren't actually real, like, stories of what can happen. So it's kind of just trusting that you are safe, especially with your parents behind you. They've got your back, girl.
Right.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And hopefully that, and then the one thing that I would add to what Aaron just said, you know, getting past your fear, and I think a lot of times with fear, I think a lot of people, you know, they're opening up. I think they're afraid that they're going to contact, you know, energies out there that are not friendly or, you know, stuff like that. And the one thing that I did is when I started, I just, and I still do it every day, I said the only thing that's going to contact me is positive spirits for my higher good and for the higher good of my clients. So that is what I do, and hopefully that helps you. But we do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Right.
God bless you, too.
All right. Yeah, because, you know, I don't know if that's how you are, Aaron, but I try every time that I do, you call them clairvoyant evenings. I call them, I'm getting ready to do one tonight, Psychic Insights, where it's a mediumship thing. You know, I just say, you know, the only thing that's going to come through is for our positive and our higher good, you know, because there are other energies out there, but I don't talk to them.
I think there is a time and a place to talk to. I had somebody, the one which I'd done recently that I spoke about at the beginning of the show, had somebody say to me, oh, I need to know if the lady that communicates this evening, is she safe? I said, yes, of course she is, otherwise she wouldn't have been able to talk to us. She was like, oh, I thought if they came to you in this sort of event, that it meant that they hadn't crossed over. I said, oh, no, they've crossed over. Once they cross over, they learn how to communicate once they're there. So that's how they can communicate. So they're fine and safe, and we only accept happy, lovely people in our evenings. And on this show.
Yeah. Right, just happy, lovely people, you know, but yeah, because, you know, that's a lot of times people don't, well, I think a lot of people just don't understand how things work, and, you know, I tell people, you know, they might have been, you know, maybe not so friendly, you know, when they were, you know, in physical form, and maybe they had some problems, but once they make that transition, they lose all of those emotions, you know, they don't have that anger, they don't have all that stuff anymore, and so that's, you know, that's a nice thing. And, you know, because I was doing a reading one time for somebody, and they said, well, why are they being so nice? They weren't like that before. And I was like, well, you know, they were human. You know, they had human, you know, stuff. And so, you know, they don't have that now. And so that's a good thing. Let's go ahead and take another call here if you're up to it. But before we do that, Aaron, give us your website, please.
Yep, it's all the W's, dot Aaron Norton, that's spelled AaronNaughton.net. So that's my name, .net, basically. And also my Facebook is facebook.com/ Aaron S. Norton, the S standing for Sean.
All right. So that's how you can get hold of Aaron. And if you forget that, you can go to our website, which is www.spiritualtalkradio.net. He's been here a couple of times. This is his third time here. And, you know, third time's always a charm. At least that's what they say. But he's been here a couple of times. And all those shows are over there. And also you can link right to his website. If you look at previous guests, find him. Aaron was actually our first guest that I ever had on the program. He was our very first guest. And so you can find him right there on www.spiritualtalkradio.net, and then there's a link to his website. If you forgot all that other stuff, we make it really simple and easy. and, you know, and also you get to see what he looks like over on his website. So, yeah, his picture's right there.
Yeah, there's lots of pictures on me on my website.
Yeah. So, hey, that's cool to have pictures of yourself. Now, you did just have a vacation or whatever you call it, because – you know, everybody calls things differently. I had a friend that used to be in the UK, and it was always funny. We would talk all the time, Erin, and you know, sometimes she would say stuff, and I'd be like, what? You know, because we do have different words for different things. You know, I find that very interesting, you know. And so one day I said something, I forgot what I said, and she just started laughing. I was like, what? And she goes, that doesn't mean over here what you just said it meant. So I was, yeah, so it was just funny. And we learned how to communicate, because, you know, there, you guys do say different things, you know, than we do, and that's okay. Let's go ahead and talk before I dig me into a hole here. Let's get Tasha on the line with us. Hi, Tasha, you're on the line. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you? I was trying to ask a question about my sister. She had an injury at work on her break time, and now she went to her doctor's job, and they're saying that she has bone tumors. She wants to know if it's from the injury or is it through genetics.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if that's just me, but let me repeat back to you the question that I heard, and we'll be sure that we heard it right, okay? So I'm going to repeat back what I think I heard, that somebody's got hurt at work, and that's as far as I got. So, okay, so could you repeat your question for us, please?
Yeah, my sister got hurt at work, and she had an injury on her break from this guy, and she went to know when she went to her doctor's job, they're saying that she has bone tumors. She wants to know, is it from the job or is it from genetics?
Okay. All right. Erin, I'm going to let you go ahead and see what you're picking up on this, and if I have anything to add, I will. But go ahead, Erin.
Wonderful. Okay. What I can sense from this, actually, I'm seeing the colour or the shade, shall I say, of grey coming across my eyes at the moment, because it's very much a symbol here. It's a grey area. So I'm feeling at the moment it's a little bit of both of how I'm feeling. It's a little bit of genetics plus what has happened. I think what's happened, there was a trigger or something that kind of triggered whatever the injury was and pushed it along a little bit. It's like a little bit like that meteor that came and crashed into Russia, exploded over Russia, where something hit it first and made it brittle, and then when it came actually into the Earth's atmosphere, then it exploded because of the pressure. And it's kind of like that. So there's already something there, but because something's happened, that's what's made the thing actually happen, the trigger go off, and that's what I'm seeing at the moment. That's the symbol that I saw as well while explaining the meteor. But that's how I felt. I felt very much it was a genetic thing that maybe would have kind of was triggered off by that event at work on a break time. That's the feeling I'm getting. So it's a bit of both there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I totally agree. That's what I was picking up as well. That, you know, it triggered something. It was waiting to be triggered, and then when this thing happened, yeah, it's part of that. But I would continue, okay, to seek, help on this and get better. Okay? Hopefully that helps.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, Spirit just told me to stop for a minute, so I'm going to stop for a minute and find out why I was just told to stop. So I'm going to be quiet for just a second, because I was just told by Spirit within me to stop for a second. Okay, so that's passed. I don't know. I feel like a Spirit pushing through, so maybe that's what I need to recognize. Since I am in that mode now, because I have an event tonight, so I'm already in that mode. So I got spirits like pushing on me. Now, when you do your clairvoyant evenings, Erin, do you have that sometimes? Like when you're preparing for that day, do you already have that push? Like them pushing on you.
I try not to, because as I said, I have about four jobs in total.
Okay.
But it can happen sometimes. So they can be a little bit persistent in a way. And I remember one evening I was in the bath, having a nice bath, and I had a spirit come to me whilst I was there, like washing my hair, and I'm thinking, oh, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing here? Leave me alone. I'm trying to get ready for tonight. And they said, there's going to be, I want you to go to somebody this evening. And I said, oh, okay. And they said to me, I want you to go to a gentleman that's going to be on the right-hand side of the room, and they're going to be sat on the end, and they're going to be three aisles back, and they're going to be wearing blue in a striped shirt. And I was like, right, that's very specific. Okay. And they said, yeah, tell him that I'm okay and that everything's okay. And they needn't worry about the situation that's happened recently. They should stop worrying and that I'm his mum. I was like, okay, fine. And I arrived at the church, which is where I was doing it. And, of course, there was a gentleman sat exactly where she said, wearing the same colour, wearing the striped shirt. And I went to him with this message. And he said, it's funny you said that. He said, whenever I feel my mum come around me, I'm in the bath as well. So, yeah, I do get that sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, now what's interesting for me sometimes when I'm at events, because I do, like, small venues, and before anybody gets there, I'm usually in the room. And so I walk chairs and already be picking up stuff. And, I can say, okay, so-and-so is going to sit there. And, you know, then the spirit's going to come through them. And it's always that, you know. And I find it amazing. I still am amazed by spirit. I think we're always amazed by how spirit works in our lives. And, but, you know, because I had a friend one time, and they said, you can't do that. And I said, yeah, I'm, you know, this person's going to sit right there in that chair, and then their mother's going to come through. They go, no way. Yep, it happened. And they were like, oh. I was like, oh. You know, because spirit, you know, because I think that spirit loves to maze us in different ways, in certain ways. And you know, I always tell people this, Aaron, I think that when we hit the rock bottom, you know, to me, when we hit rock bottom, that's when spirit steps in, you know, because, you know, we have to get our stuff out of the way. And you know, a lot of times we have to hit that bottom to start back up. And, you know, you talked about that earlier, you know, that there was, you know, 3 years ago or so, you know, you were really in a bad place, but spirit didn't leave you there. And, you know, right. That's what, you know, that's what everybody needs to know is maybe you're in a bad place right now, but spirit, if you just start doing the steps and, you know, and recognizing what's going on, then spirit will, you know, help you up. You know, never going to leave us down in that hole or valley or whatever you want to call that thing. Going to get us out of there. Let's talk to Holly. Holly's been waiting patiently for one of us to talk to, so let's go ahead and see what she would like to ask us. Holly, you're on.
Hello to the both of you.
Hi, how can we help?
Hi. I was wondering about the transformation. I find myself reorganizing and stockpiling food and am I developing OCD, or is this some part of the transformation?
Okay. So to be sure, I got your question right, because I just had this weird image come across my screen here in my head, and I just saw like rooms and rooms packed full of food. So is that what you were asking?
No, I do not have. I barely have any food yet, but I keep buying like extra to start saving. Like, I'm worried is something bad going to happen in Seattle, or I just have fear from what's been happening in the States lately?
I'm feeling like that this is fear-based, but let's check in with Aaron, and let's see what Aaron has to say. Aaron, go ahead.
Okay, I'm feeling, I'm trying to figure this out. I'm getting the feeling the place which you're in at the moment, you're not quite sure what you want to do, where you want to go, how you're going to get there, or what day it is even.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
It's really bizarre because I'm trying to connect in with you and I'm feeling a little bit of something and then it disappears and it goes to something else and that disappears and it goes to something else. And I'm like, I can't hold on to one thing for more than 2 seconds. And I'm feeling that's where your mind's at the moment. It's like you've got so many ideas that rush and disappear and you just don't know exactly what needs to happen. And what I want to say for you at the moment is just to go, whoa. Stop. Let's slow down. Let's sit down and let's create a plan and actually decide what you want to do. So I just feel like you're rushing around and rushing around and rushing around. And because of that, you're not analysing everything that's going on around you, all the people that are going on around you. And because of that, you're creating a fear. And that's exactly what Michael was saying there. There's a little bit of that fear that is coming on of, is that something bad that's going to happen in Seattle? Well, it will if you just go blunder into something without looking too deeply into things. I mean, that's like saying, will something go bad if I go and use that drill? I've never used before, but if I go and read the instruction manual, then it'll be fine. It'll be as I'm taking all the acknowledgement around me in. So that's what I want to say at the moment. Is kind of I want you to kind of get a little bit more grounding. I want to kind of just say, right, this is your challenge, this is your pathway, and I want you to make a decision, because I know that we all believe in fate and destiny, and it's kind of a thing of, oh, if I do that, will it mean I'm not like completing my destiny? Will I be stepping off my path? I want to say if you do step off your path, you'll always find a way back on. So don't worry about that. Just keep going. Mm-hmm. You'll know when you stepped off because you'll feel it. But just keep moving forward. So I want to say create a plan. I definitely want a plan. And I can see you like reorganizing as well. So when Michael said about the food, I'm seeing these boxes of stuff with him. But I'm also seeing like you're taking things out of the room and moving it to somewhere else. And it's like I just want to reorganize everything a little bit. And I'm seeing writing as well. I'm like rewriting, so maybe that's writing plans and documents and exactly what you want to do in the next step forward. And I want to say just keep going for your dreams. Okay.
Does that
help at all?
Yes.
Cool.
So nothing's going to happen in Seattle, right? Earthquake?
No.
Okay.
I definitely feel with the whole Seattle situation, I feel I want you to go careful. I definitely want you to tread careful ground. But I want to say, if you do feel, if you react well in the first place, I don't feel anything's gonna happen. No, I can't see anything negative happening. Just trust your gut instinct here as well a little bit, because your head creates the fears and the doubts. Your heart creates too much love sometimes, but it's your gut which you need to listen to, and that's what tells you what's going to happen. So it's that initial feeling in the pit of your stomach. And I just want you to I want you to kind of just make sure everything that you do, each step that you take, is carefully thought out before you do it, and to make sure that you're taking into consideration of all the people around you as well. Because I feel there's some people that are being, sorry, this is completely off topic here, but I feel there's some people around you at the moment, I think it's one particular friend who feels that you might be leaving them out a little bit as well, so make sure you're not accidentally ignoring somebody as well, please, all right?
Okay.
Hopefully that helps. All right, thank you, Holly.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
God bless, bye.
Yeah, so, I think a lot of people right now, Aaron, I don't know if it's this way over there in the UK, but, I mean, over here, I mean, there's, you know, because of the Boston thing that just happened, you know, a lot of people are in a fear place right now, and I don't know, you know, if it's like that in the UK, do a lot of people buy into fear stuff? I mean, I don't know if you guys had some problems, things going on, but I know over here right now, everybody's in a fear mode.
Yeah, I don't think we really could. From the Boston thing, because it's so far away, people haven't really kind of thought about it. We're very aware of it, and obviously we're all sending our prayers, like those of us that do kind of send thoughts and healing out. But it doesn't affect us because it's in a different country. We're very kind of ignorant like that. But even when things do happen, I think, for example, we had the London bombings a couple of years ago, and nobody really kind of worried about them in my area. We're only about 2-3 hours drive from London here. But I think maybe in London there might have been a little bit more nervy. But we don't buy into it as much, I think, because it's media kind of doesn't portray it in such a fearful way. But I just want to say that if you kind of if you focus on negative things happening and you think about them happening, you're more likely to kind of manifest them anyway. It's kind of touching a little bit on that earlier when we said what you send out to the world, you're going to get back. That doesn't just include yourself and your own sort of mood and how your day goes, but also it will affect other people too. So if you think to yourself, oh, that person is really annoying me, they're going to annoy you more. And if you're going to think, oh, there's going to be something dramatic happen, then you're increasing those chances of something dramatic happening. So just keep focusing on being positive and moving forwards. And I said, don't ignore the negative things, but if they're not happening, don't think about them.
Right. Yeah. You know, because, you know, over here, I think the media over here is just always focused on the negative, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And, you know, and what we do is, you know, a lot of people feed off of that, you know, and again, it goes back to, you know, what are we putting in us? You know, if you spend all day long, you know, on CNN or Fox or on, you know, just watching the news constantly, and it's fear-based, of course you're going to, you know, be fearful, you know. But if you focus on, you know, positive, then they're going to be positive. It goes back to what we said earlier. You know, it's all what we're feeding ourselves. And affirmations, I believe affirmations are really good. You know, I think that they're very important for us to do. And you can just type in positive affirmation into your computer. You can find all kinds of them. So they help. Because I know that they help me. I mean, you know, because there was a time in my life that I was even afraid of my own shadow. So to overcome that, you know, affirmations really helped me in spirit, you know, helped me. And I stopped focusing on all the negative and started focusing on positive. And, you know, now that's what I got in my life is positives. So that's good.
Your past is just a story. And once you realize this, it has no power over you. That's another one.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, we'll have to, you'll have to get bumper stickers made or something that said all these things.
I really do.
To help us along the line. Because, you know, Aaron, you and I, you know, we're still in human form, and we have those human moments, of course. But, you know, we don't stay in those moments. You know, we pray, we ask, you know, Spirit to help us, and we move past those moments. I do appreciate your being here today. Because I believe that everything happens for a reason. So let's see. Let's go ahead.
Thank you for asking me as well.
No problem. Yeah, let's go ahead because it was funny yesterday when Shawn Michael, which was supposed to be our guest today, when he called me, immediately my spirit guide said, Aaron, Aaron, Aaron. And I was like, okay, I was like, okay, three times I heard Aaron, Aaron, Aaron. And I'm supposed to contact him, and he goes, yes, yes, yes. And I was like, okay. Because, you know, it's amazing. When we follow our spirit guide's lead, we don't go wrong. And you know, I know that because it's, you know, there's those moments when my spirit guide will say, Michael, you don't want to do that. You don't go that way. You know, we have, I can override that, but when I have overdone that, then I have problems, and so I can't blame anybody else except myself. You know, I can't say, okay, where were you? Because, you know, he's like, I told you not to do that. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that? With, you know,
oh, yeah. Yeah. More than I can count for.
More than you want to talk about right now on air. Okay, let's move on. Let's talk to actually somebody from the UK. Suzanne, I think I said your name right, hopefully. Hi, you're on.
Hi.
Hello. Hi. Could you say your name for us, please?
Suzanne.
Okay, good. I said it right. All right.
Yeah.
All right, good. How can we help you today?
I'm just looking for a reading for the next 3 months. Changes, anything changing and coming into my life?
Okay, let me have a look for you. I'm just connected. Okay, as I'm trying to connect in with your energy here, I'm seeing it's quite interesting. I'm kind of, it's like, best way to describe it. It's that game which I kind of teach my children when I am, because another one of my jobs, I teach drama as well. It's one of those games, Stuck in the Mud. I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but you literally go around, tag somebody, and they're stuck, and they can't move till somebody's gone under their leg.
I have to tell you, I was stuck in the mud this afternoon, up to my knees.
Oh, no.
I was stuck in the mud in a bridle path, and I sunk to my knees, and I lost my socks, and I was crawling out, and I had to stick my hands in to suction my shoes out, and I was just, I've never been stuck in the mud like that in my life. That's so funny. It was just like a few hours ago, literally stuck up to my knees.
Oh, that's really, oh, I love the way it works. I'm just seeing this game stuck in the mud. I'm seeing all this mud. Oh, that's funny. Oh, this is why mediums sometimes have got to give what they get, because I very much, and will give it to you symbolically as well, is that. But also, you give it to these images, and sometimes you think, no, that can't be right. And turns out it very much is right. Oh, dear. But I want to take that slightly symbolically as well. As I'm feeling at the moment, your life as it is very much stuck in the mud as well. It's not really, but it feels very like mundane is the word. It's not going forward, it's not going back, it's not going left, right, or whatever. It's very much a routine in a way. That's how I'm feeling things are going at the moment. And I'm just seeing very level playing ground at the moment. And I'm feeling that in the next 3 months, you said, I want to say that in the next sort of month or two, it's still going to remain fairly sort of smooth and things are just going to be going quite routinely. But I'm seeing in the third month, things are going to start to spark a little bit. I'm seeing tiny little sparks just flickering up a little bit. And it's just, because my image for change is I actually see a big Ferris wheel. And I'm seeing sparks coming from the Ferris wheel as it's starting to move into motion. And I do feel that within the third month, things are going to start moving again for you, but only slightly as well to begin with. But I'm feeling there's going to be some changes for you, because I'm being told by my guides at the moment that you kind of want some dramatic changes and you kind of want big things to happen. But I'm feeling that at the moment, things are going to be moving slowly for you for a reason, though. They're not doing it to torment you or to taunt you or to be cruel. But I kind of feel that it's kind of, there's a reason to kind of slow things a little bit just to make sure you've got everything right in the first place. But I can see, I'm not, because I feel eventually within the next few months, maybe towards the end of the year, I'm not entirely certain of the time scale, but I am seeing maybe a move in house for you. So I'm not sure if you're thinking about moving in house, but I'm seeing either it's either a move in house or it's a move in location, or there's going to be a big change to the house. But I'm just seeing some changes around the house there. But I'm also seeing a slight shift in your career work as well. And when I say slight, I literally mean slight. I don't want you to going into like being a dentist and then turning into an artist. I'm seeing kind of like changing department or changing roles or something like that. And I kind of see a slight shift in your sort of job role. But it's going to be a positive one again. I want to remove some negativity around you. But I just feel that at the moment things are going okay-ish, and to kind of stick with that and just allow things to kind of progress naturally. But I want to say as well that these kind of 3 months time, this process sort of thing, it's just kind of enjoy it. The first one was enjoy the way things are going, because things are going to be a little bit uneasy. But I want to say as well, watch your emotions as well, please, because I'm feeling that emotionally I'm feeling a little bit rocky, especially in the next couple of weeks' time coming up for you, just because I don't quite know what the reason is, but I think there's energies. Ah, that's what it is. Okay, the energy is changing around you, preparing you for the changes that are going to come for you this year. But also a message that kind of from me more than from my guides or spirit as well, is kind of just let things go with the flow as well, because I find if you kind of force things too much, it's good to have dreams and ambitions, but if you force things that aren't going right, it's just going to make you feel really bad. I've got one thing which I want to do. One of my dreams is to open a coffee shop, and I've been trying to do that since 2011 January, and every time I've tried to do it, I've hit a brick wall, and I've gone, okay, I'm not going to succeed if I keep pushing forward. So I kind of just allow that to go to the side and to move naturally. And I know that one day it will happen. So I'm not saying, no, it's never going to happen, but I'm just assuming that it will do eventually, and just letting things flow naturally. So that's what I want to say as well for you, is to not push things too hard and to have your dreams and just allow things to go naturally. But things are on the change for you. And be prepared, because it's going to
Any relationships, love, anything like that?
Relationship moves. Ooh, let's have a look. let me just have a drink of water a second. Relationships. Okay. I kind of see. I'm gonna give it to you as I get it, and I do all the time. People don't always enjoy my readings because I give it as I see it. I don't make anything up. But what I'm seeing at the moment is that I'm not seeing you in a committed long-term relationship just yet. I've got to be honest. But I'm seeing people in the distance. There's people that are showing you attention, and/or you're showing them attention. But it's nothing permanent to begin with in the first 3 months or so. I just want to say at the moment I'm seeing them, as I said, quite far off, and it's like looking at your sort of pathway and letting things just go in its own natural progression for the time being. But I want to say, I do feel that towards possibly the end of the year again, relationships are much more difficult to kind of create predictions for, because it involves two people and two pathways. But I definitely feel maybe towards the end of the year that things will become more solid, and potentially for one of these sort of people that I can see far in the distance. And I just want to say that for the time being, to kind of enjoy, again, it's that enjoy word that keeps coming forward to me. Somebody saying enjoy. So enjoy their presence as well there. And let's not be too adult about it, but to enjoy having dates and things like that and being whisked off your feet. But I just want to say, don't get too committed or bogged down or too stuck in the mud about the whole situation. And just allow things, again, just to progress and have some fun and flirtatiousness and dates with maybe a couple of people who are showing you attention, and then look at something more serious when you know exactly who you want, because it's kind of a sort of process of elimination mode going into action.
All right, and hopefully it helps.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
All right. I think we have time to squeeze another call in here. We have about 23 minutes. Let's try another call from the UK. I have no idea how to pronounce your name, but your Skype ends in shower, so hopefully you know that we're talking to you. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Yes.
Hi, my name is Dakota.
Hello, Dakota.
You?
Hello, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I would just like to have anything that you can pick up on for me. Appreciate that.
Okay, so this is just some sort of general reading then. Right, yeah, let's have a look. Okay, Nicole, so I'm seeing crystal energy actually forming around you, and I work a lot of crystals anyway, and I've got a lot around me as it is, but I'm feeling it's coming around you more so. In fact, the crystal I want to say specifically, I'm seeing rose quartz as well. I'm not sure how much you know of crystals, but rose quartz is all about unconditional love and also loving yourself as well, and kind of allowing yourself to kind of move forwards in sort of romance. And it's also kind of the passionate sort of love as well. So it's the kind of thing that people might put by their bed if they want to improve their bedroom life. again, going adult again. So it's a more little bit of light-hearted love rather than sort of marriage love that I'm seeing. But it's definitely rose quartz. I want to say as well, I'm going to give it as I get it. I'm going to ask you a question. I apologize, I hate asking questions. But what I'm feeling, and say yes if you agree and that it's true, but I feel that you're kind of trying to tread a spiritual life. Is that correct?
No, I am actually doing that, yes.
Ah, good. That's what I thought. Because I felt very much that you... I just felt the sort of energies of being in tune. And I felt, as I'm connecting with you, I felt like I'm connecting to, like, another medium and another sort of intuitive and psychic. So I could definitely feel that energy around you. And I feel that I want you to kind of... For some reason, I'm being shown your pathway on working spiritually as well, which is why I asked the question, because I wanted to make sure that you're definitely on it first. And I just want to kind of... I want you to kind of develop yourself a little bit in that sort of spiritual path. And as I'm saying that, it's not just you developing, but your guides and helpers as well, please, because I feel that everything's changing, the way you work, the way you sense, and the way you feel. And a bit like the previous caller, this may affect your emotional state as well, just because the energies are shifting and it does affect people's emotions. And I feel that, okay, I'm also feeling somebody step forward as well. I don't think it's a relative or a loved one, but I feel there's a helper stepping forward. So be very aware that there's new people coming in around you to work with you, a new kind of team. You still have your main guides, obviously, but there's a new team for some reason. They want to change the way you work and the way you connect. And it's this crystal energy. So maybe it's crystal therapy or crystal healing that's also important for you at the moment. Okay, I'm also feeling as well, I want you to be writing, again, like that, like one of our previous callers, I want you to be writing as well, please. And I saw writing, it's writing a book, and it's either something along the lines of something that you can learn from, so it's sort of like a self-help or sort of informational book, or it's an autobiography or something like that. It's a true thing. It's not like fiction. It's not like the next Harry Potter, but I'm seeing something that kind of is real. But I suppose even autobiographical, is kind of very, it can be very... sort of teaching in some ways. People can really learn from that. So I want to kind of get you to express that through writing as well. So I can definitely see this book that needs to be written. So I think that's kind of definitely a way to go down. I want to say as well, I'm feeling, because I'm looking very much on the spiritual path, that I like to, well, the way I live my life, I have my spiritual and my sort of normal job as well. And I feel that at the moment, it's kind of, I want to look at your normal job in a way. And I'm saying that, you can't see me, I'm doing inverted commas with my fingers. I forget that I'm on the radio. I'm just looking at the sort of like normal sort of job, and I'm just saying that, I want to change there. I don't know why. I just don't feel comfortable. I fit right slightly. And I just want to change slightly the sort of, again, inverted commas, normal sort of life. Or shall I say the human life. Just because I just feel, I don't know, something doesn't feel right about that. But I want you to definitely focus at the moment on your path spiritually. And there's new people coming through. Oh, there is somebody that you might recognise. It's just stepped forward. It's a lovely lady. She's about the size of... she's just putting words into my mouth. I would describe her.
No, I know it is.
Okay. Well, she's quite small. But as I was going to say, she's about the size of, and then say the height, but as I said it, the size of a teacup was some words that came into my mouth. And she's very much there, and I just feel she's really, really lovely, and kind of just, she's quite funny and a little bit, well, very humorous in the way she kind of comes across. But there's always one-liners with this lady. She always has a great one-liners, but she's very much around you, and she's really proud of you, actually, I want to say. She's got this big smile on her face, and she's saying, keep going, girl, you're doing really good. And she just wants to commend you and give you a thumbs up. And also she's telling me as well that at the moment you're looking for confirmation that you're moving in the right direction. And she's saying, of course you're moving in the right direction. Why are you asking? And she just wants to just keep you on keep doing what you're doing is basically what she's saying. Keep on the right track because you are facing in the right direction. And just to keep, she's saying keep talking as well. Keep talking to me because I feel that that you do talk to her, and she just doesn't want you to kind of forget to have your daily chat.
Yeah, but
she is lovely. So is there any other questions you wanted to ask before we kind of leave the
school? No, I mean what you've said it. No, you're absolutely spot on. You are, I've been listening to the whole show, and I will say that when I first came on the show, the little girl that passed the spirits, okay, there is a message actually, and that she's absolutely fine. It was her time to go home. And there was a person around her that had a vision. And at the moment, they're very much in self-doubt. And they mustn't, because it was her time to go.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
Oh yeah, we appreciate that, and I'll pass that on to those people. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
I'm being told that there's electrics. Okay, there's a lot of activity going on within the home, and this is to basically uplift the family and let them know. Okay, she's absolutely 100% okay. She was a very old soul. Okay, and it was just her time to go.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. All right. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. Appreciate
that. When I get to do that. I love this show. It's all about building contacts. I love it.
And I'll pass it. And I'll pass that information on to those people for sure. But, yeah, you know, because we're all, you know, the one thing that I want to say, Aaron, before we let you go, you know, I think that we're all gifted. We all have that ability. It's just like a muscle. We have to use it. You know, there are some people that are listening to us right now that are mediums and might be just psychics. You know, not everybody, you know, is the same thing. And that's the one thing I love about it, you know, that we all have different gifts. If, you know, if we were all mediums, what fun would that be?
I say that we're all working for the same employer. We're all working for the same goals, but we all have different sort of abilities and pathways within that to achieve that goal.
Definitely. Now you have a radio program here on Blog Talk, so let's go ahead and plug that. How would we find you on Blog Talk?
Well, you can find me either by going to blogtalkradio.com/Aaron Norton or going to my website. There's a link on there as well. Or even going to aaronnorton.net/radio. There's lots of different ways. And we have a show every Tuesday. In the UK, it's 7 p.m. In the States, it's 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central Time, and 11 a.m. Pacific Time. so you struggle with just saying Central Time, Michael. I've got to say them all. We like to have different mediums to talk about their lives and their experiences and how they grew up as a medium and how they dealt with that. And we like to take callers towards the end of the show. And actually, I'm going to send you an email about it a little bit later on, Michael, because we actually plan to have Sean Michael for our show on Tuesday as well. So we'll have a little bit of a chat. It's every Tuesday evening for the UK, Tuesday afternoon for you Americans. And it's lovely. As I said, it's great having these shows because you do make loads of contacts and there's loads of people kind of all working for the same goals, and I just love meeting people. So feel free to tune in, and if you don't want to, then fair enough.
I've checked it out, and I've actually been on there once, and so it's a good show, and I would recommend it and check it out. Otherwise I wouldn't be having him on as a guest if I didn't think he was good. But Aaron, hey, you know, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to do some business stuff here towards the end. But, you know, I do appreciate you stepping in today. Now, do you have any, in case, you know, we talked to some people in the UK. Do you have any clairvoyant evenings coming up soon up in the UK?
Oh, that's a good question. I do, actually. Let me just have a look at my calendar. For those of you that are in the sort of Bristol southwest area in the UK, I do have a clairvoyant evening in, where am I? When is it? Well, it's not then, is it? It's in May. May the 8th. I'm in Bluebells Spiritualist Church. They're having a clairvoyant evening there, which is in Chippenham, for those of you that know it. I believe it's 7:30 start. It's in Chippenham. It's actually in a school, but it's a very nice little church. I've been there before. If you check out my website, you can find out all of that as well. But I'm also off to Reading as well in a couple of months, and I'm also off to Wrexham, which is in North Wales as well, also a little bit a month or two time. But all the information can be found on my website. So if you're UK based, I travel a lot around the UK, but just check out my site for when I'm coming near to you. If I'm not coming near to you, send me an email. Let's organise something. I love organising clairvoyant evenings. I love travelling. So email me. Let's do this together and help me find a venue, and we can have a great time and a laugh. And I'm crazy, so why not?
Well, one of these days, you know, I still believe it's going to happen, Aaron. You know, one of these days you're going to come over here, and you know, I still see it for you. So we're manifesting that, because I think, you know, that would be awesome to meet you face to face.
I would love to come out to the States.
Yeah, And I've had fun with you today, as always. And actually, your mom's going to be coming on here shortly soon. So we're going to have her back.
Thank you so much for inviting me. I'm glad to be invited back, because it shows that I'm not that I'm not actually just crazy, that people like my craziness. Thank you so much for having me, and it's great to kind of join on. And I think it was spirit planned, so I agree with you.
Yeah, yeah, you know, everything happens for a reason. I do believe that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Aaron, you have, I know it's nighttime over there, so you have a good evening, and you know, you're welcome back here anytime. So I'll talk to you soon. And yeah, drop me an email and we'll stay in touch. All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Wonderful. All right. God bless. Bye.
All right. So that was awesome. If we didn't get you on air today, I will say I'm sorry, but we don't get everybody on, but we try our best. Please check out Aaron. You can find a link to his website on our site at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Check him out. He's been here a couple of times, so listen to the shows. And the one thing that's amazing, I would go back and listen to the shows that he has been here, because he's progressed. I don't know if he's aware of it, but I could feel the energy. So if you go back and listen to the shows that he has been on here, there is definitely a different energy with him. So, Aaron, I know you're still listening, so you might want to listen to that as well, because there has been a change of how you read and just your energy overall. Because a lot of times, when we're reading, we don't see that, we don't feel that, but there definitely has been a change. And I definitely see a lot of growth for you, Aaron, in the future. Definitely see you here in the States. I don't know if we're quite ready for you, but we'll get ready. But you keep on doing what you're doing. And I do appreciate you stepping in today. Continue to remember Shawn Michael and his wife and their family as they deal with this loss. We all know that the spirit has continued on, but it's not the same as having them in body form. And when they're young, like this person was, it is extra hard. So please remember that family. I know that they would appreciate it, and I would appreciate it. So please continue. We know that she's in a better place. We know that she's happy because of that lady telling us that, and we appreciate that so much. You know, I always tell people when I do a mediumship events, I tell people, I say, I'm not the only one getting, that's a medium. If you're getting a message, share it. Because, I'm not totally perfect. Aaron would admit this too. We're not always 100%. And so we can miss things. And so, I always say, if you're picking up something, relay it. Because I might not be picking it up at the moment. Every medium is different. We all see things different. We all pick up things different. Please check out Aaron's website. Like I said, you can link that from our site at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. Just click on his picture. Make it really easy. He's our first previous guest. He was our first guest. Spirit definitely led me to him, and I am so thankful that he did, because I can see us working together in the future. I love the one that I love about this show. I try to get young upcoming mediums on air. Because a lot of times I think that we judge people by age, either too young, too old, or whatever. And I think we need to get past that. A lot of times we think, okay, well, I want to go to an older medium because, they've done this. But I think that everybody is gifted. And, I definitely would recommend Aaron. Like I said, he's been here three times. If I didn't believe in him and believe in his gifts, he wouldn't have been back here. So I do definitely believe in him. So if you're in the UK area, check him out. What else do I need to tell you? I'm running actually a special this weekend only. You can find that on Twitter, but I'm going to go ahead and tell you what that is. Right now I'm doing email readings. If you would like to get an email reading with me, you just give a donation, whatever Spirit lays on your heart. I don't do this very often, but I feel like that this weekend is what Spirit wanted me to do. What I would do is I would draw three cards for you, and then tell you in an email what those cards are showing me. When you write for that email reading, I'm going to give you an email address here in a minute. When you write for that reading, what you do is you can ask one question. Okay, you can ask one question. It would help me focus on what area you want to focus on. So it would be romantic, be a job, be it whatever. Or maybe just a general. You know, you just want to know what generally is coming up. But I am doing that this weekend only. Okay, so donation. And how you would make the donation, I think there's a donation button on Spiritual Awakening right there where it says Spiritual Talk Radio. I think you can hit that donation button there. And if you can't, you can go ahead and go to www.spiritualtalkradio.net, and there's a donation button right at the top of that page if you can. All right. All right. But, you know, I would do that. Also, I also will tell you my readings are on sale right now. They will go up in May, on May 1st. They do go up. So if you would like to get a full reading with me, you can find that information over on www.spiritualawakening.com. All right. Check out Aaron's show on here on Blog Talk. He has an excellent format. I have been over there several times in his chat room. I believe in supporting one another. I believe that we need that more and more in the days that we're living in. And, you know, there's no competition between me and Aaron. There's no competition between anybody that's been on my show. I think that that's one thing that we have to get over and get past. Check him out. Let's see, what else do I need to tell you? We have guests coming up. Go to our website. Our new guests will be listed there tomorrow for the week ahead. And so, and the one thing that I would tell you, just continue to send me your prayers. I would appreciate it. I'm still having some issues. I felt them earlier in the show. So just continue to send me love and light and all that stuff. And I would appreciate it. All right. We're done. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. It's been my pleasure. It was a fun show. I don't know how many times I've laughed, but I laughed a lot today. You know the lady that was talking about being stuck in the mud, I think that's the funniest thing. Sorry, but I just found it, yeah, interesting. Because Aaron was picking up mud, and then she said that she's stuck in the mud. You know, Spirit works that way. Spirit wants us to laugh. Spirit wants us to enjoy life. So my suggestion, and I know that Aaron would tell you the same thing, is why don't you go out and enjoy life today? Just laugh. Have some fun. You know, let your hair down. And just enjoy. All right? That's what Spirit wants us to do. Thank you again, Aaron, for being here. And you guys have a great day. You have been listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And we'll talk to you again on Monday. I'm not sure what... I think that I'm on by myself on Monday, if I can remember. But check out all that on www.spiritualtalkradio.net. So that's all I can tell you right now, because I'm not sure when I'm on on Monday. All right. See you guys later. Have a good evening. Bye-bye. And let's put on a song here. How about this one?
Play hide and seek with you in your mind.
Okay, I was just reminded by my spirit guide that I didn't give you an email or any instructions on how to set up an email reading with me. So let me do that really quick. Thanks, Spirit, for spirit guides. How you do that is you can write me at insightswithmichael@ymail.com, insightswithmichael@ymail.com. You can set those up through there. And all I need from you is a donation and then a question from you, and then I would send you an email reading back, okay? I don't do a lot of email readings, but I was directed by Spirit to do that over the weekend, so and by donation. So whatever you want to give, you will get a reading. Doesn't matter if you give $5 or $500, you will get an email reading. All right? It's totally up to you, whatever you want to give. All right. Now we're done. And also, if you forgot that, there's contact forms on both websites in case you forget the email address. All right? But it's insightswithmichael@ymail.com. All right. Now we'll put that song on. I love this song. I actually found it. John Edwards had posted it on Twitter. And she sings at a lot of his events. And her name is Cindy Campo. And I love this song. So we're going to let the song play. And I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Bye-bye.
Every once in a while I play hide and seek with you in your mind. Every once in a while you see the signs that I leave behind. But every once in a while you're up all night, tossing and turning with questions why. Teardrops soak your pillowcase, I brush my hand across your face. Please understand it was my time, and there's no such thing here as goodbye. I live in memories that we made, and I'm watching new ones you create. Every once in a while when you think of me, I hope it's with a smile, cause I'm watching. Never leaving you behind, I'm standing next to you. Don't you see the signs I'm sending you? I'm at a hummingbird flying circles round and round her head. Shiny pennies that you love to find heaven sent. 3 a.m. in your dreams when I hold you tight. Yeah, every once in a while when you think of me, smile, cause I'm watching you. Every once in a while, you drive that extra mile so you can talk to me. You're not crazy. Yeah, I love those times when you laugh, then you cry, then you laugh again, cause you saw the signs. Oh, talk to me, I'm listening. Can't you tell by the way I'm answering? I'm the message in the song on the radio. I'm the fragrance in the air that comes and goes. I'm the joke we shared so long ago that you tell yourself when you're all alone. I'm the ring when no one's there on the telephone, and how I love it when you get it, you can steal my soul. Every once in a while when you think of me, I hold you with a smile cause I'm watching. Never leaving you behind, I'm standing next to you. Don't you see the signs I'm sending you? I'm that hummingbird flying circles round and round your head. Shiny pennies that you love to find heaven sent. 3 a.m. in your dreams when I hold you tight. Yeah, every once in a while when you think of me, smile, cause I'm watching you. And seek with you in your mind.